Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Louise Crooks, the Key to Clarity Coach on KTC Radio, and I'm excited about our show today. It's going to be a fabulous opportunity to really tap into how energy may electrify your business, and we're really going to have some beautiful insights into the power of energy. Before I do that, I just want to introduce the show for those of you who haven't visited us before, and as a reminder for those who have. So just a quick intro. So I'm your host, Louise Crooks, the Key to Clarity Coach on KTC Radio. I'm a small business coach for people in the healing and transformational fields, and I'm a speaker, radio host, of course, and Facebook and online marketing strategist. I'm all about getting the word out about what's possible in your business, doing it in an authentic way, and becoming visible so we can create a profit and help the world at large through our actions. I really believe in spiritual alignment with all that you do. In living this way, we can create the lives we truly desire. I love social media as a way to help soul-driven business owners build their businesses, which is one of the reasons why Keys to Clarity Radio was born at the beginning of 2008. Wow, can you believe that? We've been going for 3 years already. So we're here to support you in creating success through spiritual, personal, and business growth through the expertise of our amazing guests. And today is certainly an example of that. So feel free to browse the archives for recordings of previous shows with great guests, the likes of Marsha Weeder, Ali Brown, Michael Port, Greg Moores, Mary Allen, Michael Lozier, just to name a few. We have so many amazing people we've had on the show, and the topics have been fabulous too. So make sure to get updates from me about upcoming shows if you're not already by going to blogtalkradio.com/keys to clarity. And you can enter your email address in the box on the show profile, and you'll get an update every Wednesday morning of what we'll be having on the show that day. And if you'd like to learn more about me and what I do in my programs and services, and also to perhaps read my blog and get great tips and resources, you can go to keystoclarity.com, and you can get your free report there where I share the five biggest mistakes solopreneurs make in the first few years of business and how to avoid them. That means we can create a shining success with the path of least resistance and not end up going back to that J-O-B. So I am going to just cover a couple of things before we get started. If you'd like to tweet about the show, that would be awesome. And you can use the hashtag KTC Radio. When you do that, I really appreciate it when you are tweeting about what we're talking about, because, of course, it means that people get to learn more about what they can do to move forward in their lives and business. So I encourage you to do that. Today we have a draw that I think you're going to love, and because the show is pre-recorded for this week and for next week, the announcements for the prize winners will come in the last week of April, where I'll be back on live again. So the draw for this week is Louise Hayes. It's a CD, which is the morning and evening meditations, starting your day with a positive attitude and then ending your day with feelings of gratitude for all that you have in your life. I love Louise Hayes. She wrote the book, You Can Heal Your Life. And I know that this CD is going to be fabulous for you if you want to create that beautiful energy for yourself as you go into the day and end the day. So appropriate for our call today. So if you'd like to enter the draw, and I encourage you to do that. Of course, if you don't do it, you don't get to go into the draw. So just type out in your email meditations in the title of the email, and send it off to info@keystoclarity, and you'll be put into that draw. And remember to do that within the first 24 hours of the show so that you can be eligible for the prize. So that's the meditation CD by Louise Hay. So let's dive into our fabulous topic today. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to our guest today, who is the fabulous Amethyst Wildfire. Welcome, Amethyst.
Well, thank you, Louise. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful day to be clear and here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm excited to have Amethyst today. We're going to talk about shifting your energy and electrifying your business. And we're going to be talking about how your energy influences your personal and professional success. We're going to talk about, you know, the energy field of your business and how that has a life of its own. And we're going to learn how to act when and be still when we want to conserve energy or utilize it more effectively. I know we've got a number of things that we're going to be talking about beyond that, but that's just to give you a taste of what we're going to be tapping into today. And just to give you a little bit of a background about Amethyst, Amethyst Wildfire is the energy mastery coach and is a multidimensional visionary and transformational spiritual leader, teacher, guide, and divine wisdom channel. She specializes in serving highly influential systemic change agents, coaches, trainers, speakers, performers, artists, and alternative healers to leap fearlessly into their highest level of service to the planet. I just love that we serve the same people, Amethyst. It's a fabulous thing. She is the originator, along with her divine partner, Michael, is that how you say it?
Or
is it
Mikhail.
Mikhail Sami Kumara of Core Path, the Energy Foundations for Divine Wealth Intensive, a powerful energy journey program for evolving entrepreneurs, which creates a sacred space of transformation for their clients within which they surface their own inner strengths, achieve great clarity, and cultivate greater openness to source, revealing hidden gifts and talents and energizing to implement their own mission and purpose in the world. And Amethyst is an award-winning entrepreneur, an initiated shamaness in the Inca tradition, a naturally ordained crystal singing bowl sound therapist, and a published author of several books. And in 2008, she was selected by New Hampshire Magazine is one of the Renaissance women, and in 2009, her CD, Divine Union, a crystal singing bowl healing journey, was a COVR award-winning finalist in the inner space meditational healing category at the International New Age Trade Show in Denver. How cool is that? In 2010, her business was selected as a movement to watch in the Be the Change Awards ceremony hosted by multimillionaire entrepreneur Suzanne Evans of HelpMorePeople.com. Wow, that's just amazing, Amethyst. You've done so much and accomplished so much. It's just fabulous to be connected to you and to have you on the show today to be talking about the topic today.
Well, thank you.
I want to welcome you again.
I'm delighted to be here, and thank you so much for the beautiful introduction. You know, one of the things that we do when we go out and speak, and I know you go out and speak a lot, and you certainly have guests on your show frequently, and we all have to create these little bios for ourselves that talk talk about ourselves and like the things that we've done. And sometimes it's funny. I listen and I'm like, okay, I need to make some changes there, and I need to make some changes there, and oh, I have to change that up. And I also, you know, I want to make everyone aware who's listening to the show that I'm a person too, just like you are. I put my pants on one leg at a time. I have a mortgage to pay. I have a teenager. I have a cat to make sure I clean his litter box. I have, you know, I have a regular life in addition to, you know, these things that I've created and accomplished. And so, you know, I can do it, you can do it too.
absolutely.
Let's keep it real here, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Let's keep it on the ground. As much as we want to be reaching for the stars and reaching for those places where we can, you know, really bring our highest gifts into the world, we also want to, you know, stay humble.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that about you, Amethyst, because I do think you keep it real, which is beautiful.
Nice.
So I'd love for you to just introduce a little bit more about what we're going to be talking about today, Amethyst, and then also to just share with us how you tapped into this particular area of interest for you.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say I'm really delighted to be here and speaking to this particular audience because, as you said when you were doing the introduction, we do share a similar audience. So, you know, you are in the right place if you are somebody who's in the healing professions, if you're a small business owner, if you're somebody who is what I call a passionpreneur. And a passionpreneur is someone who has been awakened in some way to their passionate gifts, to their blessing, to their purpose, to the meaning for which they were born, the work for which they were born. And a passionpreneur is someone who is so enamored of the work that they are here to do that they are, you know, just filled with fire every day to get up in the morning and do this work. And there's a journey, and we'll talk about that journey when we get further into the call and into the content of what happens for a passionpreneur. You know, they start in this place of having this awakening and this heart opening and this realization that they're really here to do this, whatever this is, right? And then they discover as part of that journey that they must enter into entrepreneurship in order to deliver those gifts into the world. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get deeper into our conversation. But I do want to also say to everyone who's listening that, you know, an hour or less of talk time is not going to be nearly enough to share with you everything that I have to share. So I want to partner you all from the start and let you know that by the time we get to the end, I will tell you where you can get more information. So thank you, Louise, for having me here.
That's great. And we are so in alignment because instead of calling them passionpreneurs, I call them solopreneurs with an S-O-U-L.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're just so in alignment with this and really is about having that soul connection, you know, to what it is that we're doing and having that awakened experience that takes us into doing what we're passionate about. So this is fabulous.
And, you know, you asked how I got into this. Well, you know, of course, we each have our own journey, and it was my own personal journey that got me to this place. You know, up until 10 years ago, I was a real estate developer and common interest community consultant, and, you know, very left-brained, very rational, very like, okay, let's go to work, let's get the paycheck, let's put the bread on the table, let's, you know, boom, 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 let's be logical, let's put all the numbers in the boxes. What are the results, what's the bottom line, and really, like, you know, head down, going full throttle without really having any kind of consciousness whatsoever about, you know, why I was doing it, who I really was, why I was here to, you know, to be here, you know, why I was here, any kind of spirituality conversation even 10 years ago, I would have looked at the two of us having this conversation today like, oh my God, those people have three heads. They don't even know what they're talking about. They're crazy. Those are crazy people over there, you know? And then had my own awakening, and that led me into, you know, certainly reconnecting with Source, reconnecting with my own soul, discovering latent gifts that I had no idea even existed within me. You know, certainly part of that journey was an incredible healing process, and I had many, many, many healers that I've worked with along the journey. And, you know, as
a
result...
Change.
Pardon me?
I said, and a name change.
And a name change, yeah. I changed my name. And as a result of all of that, you know, came to where I am now. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So I'm able to kind of marry both, you know, both this expansive, creative, soul-based, passion-driven mission that I've been given to help leaders to leap fearlessly into their highest level of service with years of, you know, I was an award-winning entrepreneur when I was in real estate, you know, years of practical experience. So my gift
well,
is
and
really...
what's really interesting, Amethyst, is that so many of our audience, I think, has come from that background. You know, it's come from a left brain, you know, perhaps even corporate background. I know so many healers and coaches who have left the corporate world and tapped into this part of themselves, and it's just so wonderful, you know, when you know that that is so possible and that you and I are both shining examples of that.
Yeah, beautiful.
So how did you come to really get connected to the understanding of how energy has such an important impact on our lives and our businesses? What happened to you, Amethyst?
Well, you know, part of my journey was going through all of these healing processes. And in the earlier part of my life, in the first, you know, 40 years, 38 years, whatever it was, of my life, I had a lot of dysfunction and disharmony in my family of origin. I manifested a lot of dysfunction and disharmony in my own life, you know, had addiction issues, had alcohol issues, had poor choice in men issues, had all kinds of issues. And, you know, work was a place where I was able to actually escape from a lot of my life and really feel like I could succeed and be delivering something. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Outside of the trauma.
Yeah.
And so when I had my awakening experience, it was actually the start of it came when I injured myself skiing. And after the injury, I chose, instead of going back to the gym and being a workout warrior, I chose to engage in yoga. And that was a huge, huge, huge opening experience for me. And so the yoga kind of was the initiation, and then I began, as I was going through the divorce from my first husband, a friend taught me how to make jewelry, and I was making jewelry with crystals, with natural stones, and I know now in retrospect that the stones were actually contributing to my healing process, and if I look back on the pieces of jewelry that I made back then, I can actually see, by looking at the different pieces of jewelry, I can actually track the progress of my healing.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny to look at it. And so I had spent a lot of years in therapy. I had spent years in psychotherapy. And, you know, I never really made a significant improvement. And it was just like it kept things tolerable. There's, you know, certainly a place for psychotherapy, but for me, from my experience, what happened was at a certain point along my journey, I discovered energy healing. And the first energy healing session I had was with somebody who worked with sound, but she worked with sound on a biofeedback table. She didn't work with sound in the way that I now work with sound. But anyway, I had the experience of some relief, of a shift that was so profoundly instantaneous in my experience of the world, in the way that I was thinking, in how I could process my emotions. It was just a miracle for me. And in the experience of that miracle, of having that shift happen, just so, you know, after years and years and years of painfully trying to have things be different in my life, to have the experience of finally finding healing, you know, really healing, was, you know, I at that point my passion was ignited, and I wanted to know everything there was to know about energy healing, about the use of crystals, about metaphysical properties, about sound, about the light body, and I pursued, you know, that my passion was awakened. Not only was my passion awakened, but deep within the core of my soul, the knowing of the power and the healing that was inherent in these processes was awakened. And this this soul knowing of times past when I had been a healer, when I had accessed all of these tools. So for me, it was like coming into a remembrance of who I really was.
Wonderful.
And all of the gifts that I carried.
Yeah, and isn't it, when you really tap into that amethyst, don't you find that you're just compelled to share that with the world, you know, that it's something that you just can't keep to yourself.
Absolutely. You are compelled. I mean,
it's
like trying to hold back a force of nature. You know, once you tap into that soul source, once you tap into that deep well of knowing and remembrance and wholeness and unification with your highest aspects, you can't not express it in some way in the world. And for most of us who have experienced this awakening, for most of us who have found this path of energy, and energy is synonymous with power, is synonymous with source, is synonymous with creation, is synonymous with the universal field. It's all the same. When we have awakened to that, then we engage with it. We dance with it. We want more. We want to be in harmony. We want to be in union with that experience. And we also come to a place in the journey, as I mentioned at the beginning, there's like this journey. We're asleep. Then we have our awakening. And then we go off and passionately pursue, as I did, you know, reconnecting with all of our memories and all of our gifts and reigniting our connections with, you know, whether we become a massage therapist or a, you know, a coach or an author or a messenger or whatever it is, we pursue our field of wisdom that we were uniquely here to deliver into the world, and we acquire our certifications or whatever it is, and then the next step on the journey is how do we now bring this back out into the world? Because we are compelled. It's part of the journey. We must bring it back out into the world. And here is where we enter into the entrepreneurship piece.
Right.
And for me, I see it's like a twofold path of the evolve. It's like a twofold path. First, you have this step of stepping into your passion, and then you also step into this path of entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship, the entrepreneurship, it's a ship, it's like a vessel through which we deliver our gifts into the world, and through which the world in exchanges energy with us.
Yeah.
In the form of money.
That's a beautiful analogy. Fabulous. Yeah, it truly is, and I think it becomes so apparent, you know, when you are tapped into that gift and realize that, you know, if you can have the experience that you had through doing that it's really imperative for us to share that with everyone so that they can take those steps if it's a fit for them too. And it's just it becomes a mission. It's just so powerful.
And, you know, the other thing about entrepreneurship is so many, as you said at the beginning, many, many, many people are coming from corporate and or some kind of corporate background or, you know, organized, you know, that world kind of way, and not really fully experienced in the process of being an entrepreneur. Fortunately for me, my background included being entrepreneurial before I stepped into my, you know, before I was awakened to my passion. And so I have, you know, I am able to synthesize and was able to synthesize with my divine business partner a path of service to the world that allows me to speak to both sides, both the spiritual side and the practical side. And did that through the development
perfect
of our
combination.
Yeah, and we did that through the development of a system, and we have this system that we've created called SCORE, that where we talk about not only the five pillars of entrepreneurship, which must be in place in order to be successful as an entrepreneur, but also the process by which you can get into right relationship with the energy field of your business.
Right. I love that. It really is so important. So Amethyst, perhaps you can just share with us some energetic challenges that conscious business owners encounter, and then we can talk about, you know, that foundation, I think, that you've just alluded to with SCORE.
Sure. Well, I think we're going to do both. I think what we're going to do both,
yeah,
because
do
it's probably the easiest to help people to understand how this works. So,
yeah.
So first off, I want to just really quickly touch on this energy field of the business.
Mm.
The energy field of the business, that our business is created out of us, but it does have a life of its own. It has an energy field of its own. Now, for those of you who are solopreneurs, or, you know, just working, like I'm working in partnership now, I have a divine partner, or some of us are working and have a team of people that work with us, but we're small businesses. We don't necessarily have the awareness of the fact that our business has this energy field. But to give you an analogy, I want everyone to just imagine what it's like to walk into a Starbucks coffee shop. And the vibe, quote-unquote, the vibe or the field of energy that is created by that corporation, by that culture, permeates all of the Starbucks. You know when you're in a Starbucks. And it's a very different kind of field than you discover when you walk into, say, for example, a Walmart or a Home Depot. Each
right.
business has its own energy field, and your business does as well.
Mm.
And the challenges that show up, there's you know, part of this journey as we step into our passionate purpose, as we then discover we need to step into entrepreneurship, the challenges that can show up will show up in one or more of the five pillars of entrepreneurship, which we've identified and we use the acronym SCORE to help you to remember. So the first pillar of entrepreneurship is strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is communication. The third is organization. The fourth is revenue generation. And the fifth is execution. So, of course, revenue generation often becomes the highest focal point for people who are in businesses, and they
mm-hmm.
focus all of their attention on revenue generation. So sometimes that's the area where a challenge will show up. You know, I'm spiritually connected, I'm doing this great work, and I'm not making any money, or I'm not making enough
right.
money, okay?
Right. Uh-huh.
So that's definitely one of the places where it can show up. But I want people to understand that that all five of these pillars of entrepreneurship need to be in place in order to have a strong foundation upon which to, you know, have this ship, this entrepreneurship created that
mm-hmm.
is the vessel for the delivery of your gifts. And very often, what is showing up in the revenue generation pillar as a symptom, right, of
yeah.
imbalance in the energy field of your business is really connected to one of the other pillars. So other challenges that can show up for conscious entrepreneurs, for passionpreneurs, soulpreneurs, is, and this is a big one for women especially, is the communication aspect. Now, in the communication aspect, it can show up in the form of, you know, I walk into a networking event and somebody asks me what I do and I can't explain it. Or I am called to speak on a stage and every time I get stage fright and I end up canceling and staying home instead. Or I can't seem to find the right words to put out on my website to describe the results that people get from working with me. So that communication pillar may actually be the area where the issue is, and it's showing up in the revenue generation. Does that make
right.
sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
One impacts the other.
Yeah, and so they're all kind of tied together, and you will find in one or more of the pillars where you have these issues. So from the at the beginnings of our journey, and every company, every entrepreneurship, every company out there started with an idea, with a single person or maybe a pair of people like Hewlett and Packard or Procter and Gamble. So every business starts is seeded by its creator. And if you as the creator are coming into the creation of this business with any kind of soul wounds, disharmony, disconnects, short circuits, familial curses, ancestral baggage, karmic contracts, any of those things, then the energy field of your business actually inherits that. And because your business has an energy field and you have an energy field, now that you've created a business, you're in a relationship. And I don't know about you, Louise, but pretty much everyone I talk to, when you're in a relationship, it's in your relationships where your stuff shows up.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
So now you're in relationship with this business. And your stuff is going to show up. So let's go back to the example of the communication pillar where I talked about, you know, maybe having stage fright or not getting the words right or any of those things. For women especially, but I think for anybody who is soul-driven or in a passionpreneurial venture, this is a big one.
Yeah.
For lifetime after lifetime, collectively as a culture, as a world community, people have been persecuted, prosecuted, and executed for speaking their truth or for speaking the truth of spirit and allowing the truth of spirit to come through them. So there is an embedded in our souls a deep, deep fear of really showing up and fully delivering fearlessly what we're here to say.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. That's really interesting, Amethyst, that we don't even necessarily know that it's there.
Right. We don't know that it's there. All we can see is, wow, I have this great gift and nothing's happening in my business. Or I have this great gift, I'm making money. You know, there are people, let me give you an example of one of my clients. One of my most famous clients is Suzanne Falter Barnes. She came to work with me a couple of years ago. And when she came to work with me, she was already a leader. She was already a multi-six-figure business owner. She was already serving a lot of people very powerfully. She was already a best-selling author, a New York Times best-selling author. This is in the days before the special Amazon.com book launches that got you to number one. She was a New York Times best-selling author. She had a 13-year career in the internet. She was like a founding grandmother of the internet. She was doing the internet before any of the rest of us even knew what email was, and had a thriving coaching practice. And she came to work with me. And when she came to work with me, the first thing that she wanted to work on was her fear of flying, because part of her business model was that she was flying all over the country speaking. And every time she had to fly, she would have to take drugs in order to get to her destination. And even taking drugs, she would be clinging to the armrests of the airplane seat all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine if you are showing up at a speaking engagement after having gone through this terrifying experience to get there. You're showing up on stage carrying the energy of terror and fear. Well, we did a piece of work together when we I think it was the first time that we did work together, the very first session that we did together, and that was the piece that she wanted to work on because she could feel how it was holding her back. She could feel how it was part of, you know, it was something that was keeping her from being where she knew she was supposed to be. And we did a little piece of work, and it was actually connected to her ancestry. There was a connection to to some aunts or great aunts who had been performers in the 1800s and Victorian era. And so we were able to unwind that energy from her field and to clear her so that she could fly fearlessly. She flew 3 days later, and she sent me an email as soon as she got off the plane, and she said, "I am giddy, gleeful even, delighted. I am fear-free." And she got up on stage and increased her revenues by 300%.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that's the impact that shifting your energy can have and how your business can be electrified just by consciously going through the process of coming into awareness with your business in partnership of what's going on with you that's showing up and being mirrored and reflected back to you in your business.
Right. That makes so much sense. And I do believe that everything is a mirror, you know, for what's going on inside us. So it's really interesting and, you know, how powerfully that showed up, you know, for Suzanne, you know, with that particular example. And with us. So, you know, this is really fabulous. I'm glad we're talking about this.
You know,
what other challenges do they encounter that, you know, that also need attention as well, Amethyst?
Say that again, Louise.
I say, what other energetic challenges do?
Okay, others. So we have the communication. We talked about the revenue generation. Mm. Strategy is another one. You know, I think what happens when we get struck, when we get bitten by the passion bug, right, is we just kind of go off into this wilderness of, oh, my God, I have to do this, right? And then we end up discovering that we have to become an entrepreneur in order to do what it, you know, to deliver our gifts, right? So then we step out into the wilderness of entrepreneurial coaching and we discover, oh, I need to do list building and I need to do Facebook and social media and I need to find my speech and I need to get my marketing straight and I have to, you know, make joint ventures and strategic partnerships and we get just like overwhelmed by all of the kind of to-do stuff and so we lose sight of, we don't have a clear vision or strategy around how we want to show up in the world, and we can lose control of our dreaming, and we can lose sight of what got us on the path to begin with when we get enmeshed and entangled and engaged in that pursuing the entrepreneurial aspect of the work. And so then we can get out of balance again. And and part of our work is to help people to get really, really clear, like, I mean, Keys to Clarity, here we are on the Keys to Clarity show, to get really, really clear not only about their passionate purpose and this connection with the energy field of the business and coming into right relationship with that, but also to be very intentional and conscious around how they want to craft the life that they are going to have and how they are going to design, divinely design, a business model that not only supports them financially, but also supports them spiritually and in every other way, so that they're delivering their gifts in the most easy and harmonious way possible. And they're not getting I have another client story that I can tell you. I have this client that I worked with for about a year, and when she came to work with me, she was in that mode of she knew what she was here to do, but she wasn't quite clear on how she was going to language it, and she was in the merry-go-round of the entrepreneurial, hey, come listen to this teleseminar, hey, join this mastermind, hey, do this, hey, do that, hey, you need to make sure you have this going on, and hey, you need to have the SEO optimized. And she was just so overwhelmed and disorganized and confused. Yeah. And when I had been working with her privately, and then I brought her into the group program that my partner and I developed together, I brought her part of that, And when she went through it, as she went through our core path and went through our system, our score system,
uh-huh.
she came out on the other side. She had taken all of the folders, all of the notebooks, all of the CDs, all of the various teachings that she had learned and torn them all apart,
uh-huh.
pulled out of each of them the kernels of gold that she wanted to keep for her business,
mm-hmm.
threw everything else out, and ended up with one binder that was her, like, navigational tool by which she measured every other act that she was doing in her business.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Sounds like a real clearing out process that really released some energy.
Yeah, it absolutely does release energy. And when you release that energy, you can take that energy and then harness it, focus it, concentrate it on really delivering what you're here to deliver with the greatest amount of ease, the greatest amount of ease. This isn't about making it difficult. This isn't about making it challenging. This is about making it simple, and it's about making it easy and graceful and harmonious. It's about having a harmonious experience of engaging in your passion.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you on that one. And so often we experience disharmony, and that's where, you know, our energy is obviously out of alignment with in some area in our business, and we need to pay attention to that. So, yeah, I love that word, harmonious.
Mm.
And this is there's something that I think that a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs are challenged by, and that is the area around money.
Mm.
You know, it's a duality that seems to happen. You know, this resistance around earning a good income for what it is that we are sharing sharing with the world and teaching or whatever modality it is that we are working in, to be paid well for that and to move into a real sense of abundance. And there seems to be a real disconnect around the energy field in that area for a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs. So I'd love to hear from you a little bit more about how you know, they can deal with that particular challenge.
Love to talk about the money. So, and every time I have this conversation, new insights emerge through me. So I'm just going to share with you, channel through right now, one of the pieces that just was coming to me as you were asking this question. And that is that, you know, as we were talking about just a few moments ago, allowing it to be easy, allowing it to be harmonious, allowing it to be graceful and a natural flow through us somehow triggers within us a deeply embedded program of guilt.
Yeah.
Now, I grew up in an environment and in a culture that valued and prized working hard in order to achieve success. And working hard all hours of the day and night, outside of natural rhythms, outside of you know, really the capacity for the human being to tolerate for an extended period of time. And we now have a culture that, you know, the number one cause of death is heart attack, because we're disconnected from our own heart, from our own passion. And with women entrepreneurs especially, one of the number one causes of dis-ease that we are experiencing is adrenal burnout, because we're on fight or flight all the time. So I want to talk a little bit about the different frequencies of money, and kind of keeping in mind that this guilt over letting it be easy may be what's blocking your capacity to receive. Sometimes it can be a karmic contract as well that you might have made in a previous lifetime that said, if I'm doing the work of spirit, I cannot receive money for it. You know, you might have made a vow of poverty. You might have, you know, in different times of your soul's existence, there have been different constructs for how spirit and the material world interacted with one another. But we're in a time now where the invitation is to merge in divine union the spiritual and the practical. And we are here to be delivering these gifts and to be receiving in exchange for the delivery of these gifts. Spirit didn't put us here to be miserable and poor and give us these great gifts at the same time and say, here's all your gifts, but you can't receive for them. You have to give without receiving. You know, that's not the deal. Now, there may be people who believe that that's the deal or that at some level they made that deal, but those deals can be changed. At the energetic level, we can change those deals. So now I want to talk about three frequencies that I have identified. We have the frequency of money. The frequency of money is like rain. Sometimes it's raining. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it rains so much that we have a flood. Sometimes it's so dry that we have a drought and we haven't seen rain. It's like water in the desert. I have many years in my own journey when I was going through the process of emerging as a healer and an artist and a performer and a messenger for spirit, I have my water in the desert years where I had just enough to keep me going, just enough, and but not nearly enough to balance what I was giving, what I was giving. So I've been on that journey. And then we have the frequency of abundance. Now, the frequency of abundance is the next level to me, and the frequency of abundance is like the ocean, right? So you're in this ocean of abundance. You're surrounded by abundance. You cannot help but recognize abundance all around you. You see all the resources around you. Money is flowing into your business, and it's flowing right back out again as quick as it comes in. You have plenty of connections. You have plenty of opportunities. You are in an ocean, right? But you can't really hold on to any of it. Because you're kind of just floating in this ocean of abundance.
Right.
And I've been in that space as well for quite a while. I love abundance. You know, we all want abundance, and here's abundance, and here we are in this ocean of abundance. But, you know, you're kind of treading water in this ocean of abundance, and sometimes the waves wash over you even, right? Sometimes you go under, you're so abundant. You're overabundant. Then we move into the frequency of wealth.
Yeah.
And for me, the frequency of wealth is where we are able to tap into the divine wealth of gifts that we carry within us. And it's like the Colorado River and the Hoover Dam. When we're in the frequency of wealth, there is still flow happening. There's currency moving through. But we've created a dam of sorts that allows for a reservoir to be built up behind the dam that allows for this currency, this flow, to be captured and used to create power, to illuminate the cities of Los Angeles, say. And when we release our power or the water behind the reservoir, let's say we're releasing some of the water through the dam, the water that comes out is generative. It's creative. It is making something. It is watering the fields that are feeding people. So wealth, the frequency of wealth, is being able to be in that state where you are able to hold power and energy sufficiently strongly that you create this reservoir. And it doesn't mean, you know, hoarding and not sharing anything with the world and keeping it all to yourself. It means regulating that flow so that it's generative, so that it's creative, so that it is serving something higher than. And it's not holding it for yourself, it's holding it to create something that can't be created without a large reservoir. So,
right.
You know, someone like Bill Gates, who can take $50 billion and create this whole foundation that is serving inner city children and educating them, you know, that's wealth.
Yeah.
And that's something that you can't do when you're just floating in this ocean of abundance, because you there's no grasp. You can't grasp on to the power. It's beyond your power when you're in the ocean.
Right. Yeah.
That makes sense?
I love the analogies you use, the amethyst and the three points there. It's just really interesting because you can then identify, you know, where you might be at, you know, in those three points. And
and to travel between them, you have to let go. You must let go of worrying about money and when it's going to show up in order to land in the ocean of abundance. You have to.
Right.
And you have to leave the ocean of abundance in order to go build the dam.
And it's interesting because, I mean, I think that's where the challenge lies in the letting go of that deep neediness that comes with needing to earn a living or, being able to let go, you know, in case you might lose it, you know, to that whole piece around money can be such a conundrum in a sense, because on one hand you can really clearly understand on a logical level what needs to be done, but it's knowing it in your heart and in your soul, you know, and tapping into that in a way that's going to really support you in moving into that space.
Mm. Well, and here's the other thing that I want everyone to really get.
Yeah.
None of this belongs to us.
Mm.
All of it comes through us.
Yes.
And it is gifted through us from Source. And really, what it comes down to, my only job for myself, for my business, for my world, for my clients, for my family, for my colleagues, my only job is to make sure that I'm a pure, clear channel through which all of this can flow.
Beautiful. I think we you know, in hearing that, Amethyst, I think we all as sort of soul-driven business owners aspire to that. And if we can tap into that way of being, how freeing that would be to share our gifts and talents with the world and be in a space of being that is truly comfortable and joyful.
And it's where we can show up to where we are called. We may be called to be in the money frequency for a long time.
Yeah.
We may be called to be in the abundance frequency for a long time. We may be called to be in the wealth frequency. And part of being in the wealth frequency is really accepting our immense power and holding that power lightly and not letting it go to our head. You know what I mean?
Right.
Holding that power in reverence.
Yes.
For where it comes from.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just amazing how time flies when you're having fun and just talking about things that you love, Amethyst, and we're almost at the top of the show. So I would love for you to share how people can get more information about how you work, you know, and I know you've got a wonderful offer to share with our listeners, Amethyst. So if you can just... dive into in the next couple of minutes how people can reach you, what they could experience with you, and then we'll wrap up with your last golden nugget for our listeners.
Beautiful. Sure thing. So what we have done is we have created a page for your listeners at www.thenergyjourney.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And on that page, we have three gifts that we're offering. The first is a subscription to our e-zine, The Energy Edge, that comes out once a month. And in The Energy Edge, my partner, Mikhail Sami Kumara, and I share our energy insights and energy tips for the month, as well as a variety of partners that we are partnered with that we believe in their work and we you know, feel proud to present to our audience, and also the speaking engagements that we're going to be on so that people can really connect with the energy, because you can't talk in an hour about all the things there are to talk about. You just can't do it, you know. We could talk for hours and hours and never come to the end.
I wish that we could, Amethyst.
Yeah. And the second gift on that page is a downloadable audio meditation for everyone to listen to and enjoy. And then the third is we have what we call our C session. And a C session is a strategic energy evaluation. Now, we only have room in our calendar because we are, you know, we need to make sure that we conserve and generatively channel our energy. We only have room in our calendar for about 11 people right now to engage in a C session with us. So the first 11 people who are really feeling called, and we want you to feel called. We want you to know that you're ready to take the next step to discover and to see where you are on your energy journey, where you could be with your business, and to see if there's a fit for us to help you to make the leap from where you are to where you want to be. Our work is really emerging and evolving as well, and we are being guided to shift into working more with leaders who are ready to be facilitated through a process that will help them to leap fearlessly into their highest level of service to the planet. It's not just about the next level anymore. It's about really fully embodying your highest level of service. So if that calls to you, if that is, if you are feeling the desire, the urging, if you're being guided by your spirit team to connect with us, then we would love to have you fill out that application form. Now, that's not to say that, you know, only 11 people can fill it out. We would like as many people to fill it out as would like to, as are feeling called to. Mm-hmm. Right now, we only have space for 11 in our calendar. So we will be looking through those applications, and we will be carefully evaluating them on our end to determine which people are the ones who are really the right fit for having that conversation. So we're looking forward to having people really step in and claim that for themselves.
Fabulous. Thanks, Amethyst. So just to repeat that, www.theenergyjourney.com/gifts. And it sounds like some wonderful information there. Amethyst, in just 20 seconds, if you can leave us with one golden nugget before we wrap up.
Well, the golden nugget that I have is that gratitude is the currency of the universe. And currency is gratitude in action. So I want to leave this show with gratitude to you, Louise, for building this platform and for allowing people like myself to share our gifts and allowing your audience to receive them. So thank you.
Oh, thanks so much, Amethyst, and thank you for being here. And just one last note, again, if you want to go in and get be part of the draw for the meditation CD by Louise Hay, email info@keystoclarity.com with meditations in the title. Encourage you to do that. And just a note that the Visibility Mastery Program, this is the platform to really get a sense of how you can show and spread your gifts in the world and access your clients and find out where they reside so that you can share those gifts. It started yesterday. But it's not too late to join. So just want you to just remind you about that. It's visibilitymastery.com. Visit that page and feel free to join us. You'll get a recording of the first session, and I would love to have you come and experience this journey so that you can clarify where you're going, how you're going to spread your message and do it in a very effective way so you can walk away with a powerful plan to do that. Thanks so much again, Amethyst, for being with us today. And have a beautiful and inspired week, everyone, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.